People don't buy products. They buy a feeling, a memory, or an experience. Welcome to the latest episode of Book Reviews for a Better You. I'm your host, Language Burrow, and on this week we'll be reviewing the book, The E-Myth Revised, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It. This book is by Michael L. Gerber, published by Harper Books, copyright 1995, a book review by Language Burrow. Introduction. Do you own a small business? If so, will it survive, prosper, or disappear? 40% of small businesses disappear within the first year. 80% close within the first 5 years. Of the remaining 20% that survive the first 5 years, 80% of those will close in the second 5 years. So owning a small business is no simple walk in the park. It's full of opportunities, challenges, and risks. Let's take a look inside this book to see if we can increase your odds. Part 1. The E-Myth and the American Small Business. Chapter 1. The entrepreneurial myth, the fatal mistakes that many new entrepreneurs make, is thinking that because they master the technical part of the business, that they have a thorough understanding of the business part of the business. Usually, they know that the product and the business are connected, but many fail to realize that they are very different entities that require very different skill sets. Chapter 2, The Entrepreneur, the Manager, and the Technician. In any new small business venture, there are three small phases which must be transitioned through for the business to survive and prosper. The entrepreneurial phase, that's the visionary and dreamer. The manager, that's the planner with their feet planted firmly on the ground. And last, the technician, that's the doer, the person responsible for getting things done. Chapter 3, Infancy, the first phase. The technician phase. Here, the focus is on what the owner wants versus what the business needs. For example, I just want to make X, I just want to do Y. The owner and the technician are the same and are willing to do whatever it takes to keep the business open, typically acting as a jack of all trades. Eventually, they get overwhelmed with the volume of what is needed to keep the business open, and in time, are ultimately consumed by the business. Chapter 4, Adolescence, the second phase, getting some help. Here the owner realizes that to survive, they need help and set out to find someone who can do the tasks that they don't want to do, accounting, hiring, managing, etc. They completely turn over these tasks so that they can focus on the things that they enjoy or the things that they're good at accomplishing. It's all about not going beyond their comfort zone. Chapter 5, Beyond the Comfort Zone. At some point, the owner realizes that to be successful, they must move beyond their comfort zone. He or she doesn't want to manage, they just want to create. As things move beyond the owner's control, there are only three options available for the business. Getting small again, the owner does everything. Going for broke, that's growth beyond all costs, or adolescent survival. The owner refuses to let the business fail and ultimately burns out. Chapter 6, Maturity in the Entrepreneurial Perspective, the third phase of growth. Exemplified by such companies as McDonald's, FedEx, and Disney, maturity is not a progression but a state of being. From the very beginning, it requires a clear picture of the future, clear actions of how to get there, and a clear vision of what the company will be once everything is in place. This requires seeing the business as a whole, not the sum of its parts. Understanding that the business is the product and ultimately the solution for the customer's needs. Part 2, The Turnkey Revolution, A New View of Business. Chapter 7, The Turnkey Revolution. A franchise system provides a system for doing business. It has a greater dependence on the system than the product. In a franchise system, the business is the product. And to be successful, you must continually work to improve the product, parentheses, the business. When done properly, the product, parentheses business, should be constructed to exist long after the founder's departure. Chapter 8, The Franchise Prototype. A one-year formatted franchise has a success rate of 95% versus the 50% rate for independent businesses. This is because franchises have to work out the kinks to ensure that the system works. Successful franchises must learn to master and manage the system, or the product, parentheses, business, will disappear. Chapter 9, Working on your business, not in it. Take control of the business, or the business will take control of you. The business must be managed to serve you, not vice versa. The formatted franchise model, if implemented correctly, will 1. Ensure consistent value to employees and customers, parentheses, as determined by the customer. 2. Be operated by people with the lowest possible skill level, parentheses, system-driven and focus. 3. Be impeccably ordered, parentheses, both customers and employees desire order and accountability. 4. Operate via documented operations manuals, parentheses, everyone must do it the same way. 5. Provide a predictable service to the customer, parentheses, customers can rely on the product. 6. Have uniform colors, dress, logo, and facility code for its operation, parentheses, colors can influence purchases. Questions to ask yourself to improve the business. 1. How can I get my business to work without me? 2. How can I get my people to work without constant interference? 3. How can I systemize and replicate my business so that the first unit runs as smoothly as the 5,000th unit? 4. How can I own the business without it owning me? 5. How do I do the work I love versus the work that has to be done? Part 3. Building a small business that works. Chapter 10. The business development process. Creativity versus innovation. Creativity is thinking of new things, and innovation is doing new things that increase customer value. Physically touching the customer, parentheses, making connection, quantifying the data, performing at your best, being predictable, parentheses, consistent, and changing your business process or product should be only done when it increases customer value. Consistency leads to mastery, which ultimately leads to loyalty. Chapter 11. Your business development program. Implement a system that ensures that the first location functions exactly as the last location. The elements needed for this are the primary aim, strategic objectives, organizational strategy, management strategy, people strategy, marketing strategy, and system strategy. Chapter 12. Primary aim. Ask yourself what I value most, what kind of life I want, and what I want my life to look like on a day-to-day basis. To feel like, who do I wish to become and how much money will I need to do this? These questions will lead you to your primary aim. This forces you to live a life with intention versus living a life by accident. Chapter 13, your strategic objective. This is what is needed from the business to get you to the primary aim. It's not a business plan, but a product of your life plan. The first standard, gross revenue. How much do I need? How much money must you receive to sell the business? The second standard, is it an opportunity worth pursuing? Parentheses, the what? Does it serve a need? Parentheses, for whom? People don't buy products, they buy a feeling, a memory, or an experience. The third standard, who is the customer? Parentheses, envision an avatar. What age, sex, income, family, education, profession, etc. These are the psychographics. Standard questions. 1. When is my prototype completed? 2. Where will the business be conducted, local versus national? 3. How will we sell the product, retail versus wholesale? 4. What are the required standards for operation? Hiring, firing, training, managing, etc. Chapter 14. Your organizational strategy. An organizational chart is required regardless of size. Who's doing what? Who's responsible? And who's leading? List names on a piece of paper, then specify the primary aim of each person. Draw a line. Below that, list the shareholders. Specify their roles outside of the business. Draw another line below that for the various roles. For example, employee. What are their roles inside the business? Organizational chart is created for reporting order. Each position will require a position contract, specifying what the product is for the role. List the roles of all the employees, their responsibilities, and reporting structure. Prototyping. Setting up a system so the business can be duplicated. In the beginning, the founders are the employees. Specify the tactical work that must be done. This is typically customer-facing and focused. As the company grows, it is critical to hire the right people for your system and culture. The founders must set the standards for behavior and work ethic. Chapter 15, Your Management System. A system designed to produce marketing results. A good system will act as a marketing tool for new customers. They make everyone's job easier and enable a consistent result, product/output. Chapter 16, Your People Strategy. Adherence to the system begins at the top. If employees respect their work, they will respect your company. Hire those who believe their work is a reflection of themselves and the company. The owners set the values of the company. Good employees who buy in want to be tested and pushed towards success. A company should strive to be a community with a purpose. When the employees care, the business will take care of itself. Managers don't just manage people, they also manage the systems that manage the people. Four elements to a strong company. 1. How do we do it here? 2. How do we recruit, hire, and train here? 3. How do we manage here? 4. How do we change things here? Chapter 17. Your Marketing Strategy. What does the customer want? The customer is always assessing the company. In TV commercials, sales are decided in the first 3 seconds. In print ads, 75% of sales are derived from the headlines. And in the presentations, sales are decided within the first 3 minutes. The two pillars of marketing are demographic, who buys, psychographic, why they buy. Customers are constantly bombarded with info, so the business must learn to cut through the noise. Color has an impact on sales. Choose the color that best suits your product or service. Businesses must speak to customer needs, as existing customers are much easier to serve than non-existent ones. Chapter 18, Your System Strategy. Types of system are hard, which is non-living, such as whiteboard or computers. Soft is a living system, the interaction between staff and customers, a script, a conversation, or a pitch. An information system, that is the system that manages and monitors both hard and soft systems. It tracks selling information throughout the process, setting and analyzing benchmarks. This enables the understanding that everything in your business affects everything in your business. Chapter 19, A Letter to Sarah. There are no accidents in the universe, so we must be open to all possibilities. In our existence, we constantly search for meaning. We wonder where our spirits will lead us. To be successful in business, we recognize very quickly that it should be a place outside of our comfort zone. Final thoughts. Having owned a small business in the past, and after reading this book, it would appear that my previous business was doomed to fail, which it did in the first 5 years. This book requires that you take a very hard and calculated look at your business, the reason you started it, and what you hope to gain from it. It highlights the importance of specific planning, analysis, and the execution of strategies for business success. I don't know if following the guidelines and recommendations will guarantee a business success, but if the business still fails after implementing the strategies in this book, it certainly won't be due to a lack of effort on your part. And remember, when you continue to pour good things into yourself, eventually, with time and patience and perseverance, good things will pour out. Again, I'm Language Barrel. Thanks for stopping by. We'll catch you on the next episode. Ciao for now.